Okay, so this episode. Oh, sorry, forget my slogan. Okay, welcome to my channel. I am Aaron Lin, okay? Not Andrew Lin, Alvin Lin, or Aaron Lin. It's Aaron Lin, okay? So I promised myself that I have to try to use this slogan as much as I can at the start of the video for my first few videos so people know I'm Aaron Lin, okay? My name, at least know my name. Okay, so what are some of the dirty secrets and some of the myth or truth about new launch purchase? So let's go. Okay, so this one I need to slowly write out. There's so many things I want to talk about, you know. Okay, so the first one that I want to talk about, first thing. So just in case I repeat the thing I want to talk about. First thing I want to talk about is fake website. Right now. So that I don't repeat. Fake website, okay. I tell you something, guys. There is a lot of fake website one. I tell you, even when the land hasn't been tender, like example Trunk Grove. Example Trunk Grove. Trunk Grove haven't tender yet. People already come out with the name. Trunk Grove Residence. Trunk Grove. The Trunk Grove. Trunk Grove Grand. All these funny, funny name will come out, and all these funny, funny website will come out. And then you will see a lot of fake shit. Like for example, you'll see like, oh, about 650 unit. Where got about one? If the fact sheet is real, then you will know estimate, you will know confirm how many unit ma, confirm how many car park ma. So developer won't come out with all these fake things one. All these fake things are all done by people that we call it lead generation . So it can be agent, it can be some IT guy. By right, IT guy not supposed to do lah, but you know. They hide behind the IP, they hide behind the internet. Very hard to catch all these people. Of course, the developers and CA, I don't know, maybe they are catching, maybe the government is catching, but I think it's not easy to catch the person behind the World Wide Web. Okay? So, guys, all these websites, what VVIP booking, all these are all not real. I can tell you 99.9% of the time, it's a website done by a agent or lead generator trying to sell this lead to an agent. The developers, if you have the developers that do all these websites, actually, to be frank, I haven't seen much developers do all these websites unless the website is in their own homepage. Okay, but all these websites, what VVIP lah, preview lah, that estimate lah, with all the names and all these things, even when the developer have not announced all things, all these are not real. So please beware. Number one dirty secret is there's a lot of fake website. I tell you, one thing is I realize lah, you go to Facebook, right? If you click one advertisement on property, you'll realize that you'll see another 10 advertisements popping on your Facebook. Okay? All these are called PPC lah, pay per click lah. So people advertise, trying to lead generate you and all these things. All these things are not real. Number two, very interesting. Can negotiate or not? Price can negotiate or not? Okay, this one comes to a few factors. So I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to talk about this pricing thing. Actually, if the agent is the direct marketing agency for the developer, actually, we have the system that have the complete prices of all the available units in our handphone. Okay? So if you want to know prices, you can look for me. I have almost, I will say, 95% to 99% of the new launch prices and the availability list. Okay? All these prices are already stated there. Even if there's a discount, it's all stated. So guys, you don't go and think that, oh, the agent or say he give me discount. The agent say that he will give me discount. Guys, all these are sales talk. Why? Because a lot of times, right, even if today, oh, I tell you this property is selling for 1.8 million. There's a discount, let's say 1.75 million. I don't give you the discount, also cannot. You understand or not? If I don't give you the discount, doesn't mean me as an agent will get a higher commission. It doesn't work that way, okay? All these developers, they are mostly like listed companies, big companies, their accounts has been checked and all these things. There's a lot of these things that cannot be done, okay? So there is all the prices are there, discount are all applied already. So actually, some of the agents, they try not to tell you, okay? So there's different ways. Some agents, they don't tell you the price first. They let you go in, talk, 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 then they like have a ace in the pocket lah. Then when you want to buy, then ask for discount, then they take out the ace and give you the discount lor. So you thought that they gave you a discount, but actually there's already a discount on this property price. So all these things are all open one, meaning that the developer already tell the marketing agency that okay, this is the price, we'll give how many discount for today. Okay, that's number one. Number two, can negotiate price or not? Okay, so far I can share with you. This one a bit sensitive, but I'm going to share with you frankly lah. I will tell you that 99% of the property cannot negotiate price. That's number one. Number two, most of the, okay, there is some lah. So Aaron, where is the 0.1% that can negotiate price? Okay, I'm going to share with you. I will tell you the 0.1%, right, doesn't happen on the launch day. Means launch day normally already discounted. So launch day is confirmed cannot negotiate one. So launch day, let's say even you buy a lot, you buy bulk purchase, then you will buy before the other people. They just give you the bulk purchase queue, which maybe happen at 8 o'clock. Then the other people that ballot buy at 9 o'clock. So you buy earlier or you buy one day before. But you cannot negotiate price one. Normally, those scenarios that I've seen, like people try to negotiate price, are all in the core central area, 4, 5 million, 10 million, 11 million, 13 million, 14 million, all those very, very, very expensive property. I have seen clients that go in and offer developer price. I will tell you that the success rate is not high, because if the developer sells well, they don't care. They really don't care. But if the property is not selling very well, or you are buying the most expensive unit in the property that they cannot sell, or nearing certain reasons, there's certain criteria, or nearing 5 years already or whatsoever, maybe the developer will consider. But like example, you talk about like OCR area. OCR, RCR area per square feet at maybe like now currently, maybe 2,000-3,000 per square feet and below. I don't think there's any chance at all. Okay, because the properties that can do all this, they are all at like 3,000-4,000 per square feet, man. And they are those very, very big units that like very hard to sell or quantum very big. Okay, so that's where the 0.1% chance is. So 99.9% is don't need to bother. So like I tell you, if you manage to nego or you manage to get a discount, all this is because of sales technique. The agent already keep the price in the pocket but don't want to give you. So when you talk about negotiation, and then slowly they give you, but actually everybody gets it. Okay, I don't know how to explain to you, but all these are all like sales technique. Okay, it's either you get it later or you get it now, but eventually you will get it because that is an open price in our system, we already know. So for me, I don't like to play all these funny games lah. I will tell you that this is the price. Developer give this discount, this is the lowest, the net price. That's it. I'll just tell you. I'll just give you all the numbers. That's all. Okay? That's the way I do my stuff. Next, a lot of buyers, they feel that, I need to be very fast. I need to be the first one to get the info. Why this agent so slow? Why this agent get first? Why that agent haven't get? I tell you guys, buy new launch, is not about this agent get first, that agent get first. Actually, developer, right, have, let's say, 3 or 4 marketing agency. This marketing agency, they are all linked directly with the developer. So when the developer disseminate up the information, it depends on which agent give you first. But actually, you get first and you get later, got difference or not? Don't have. Why? Because it's not about whether you do it first or not. It's not about whether you go to the show flat on the first day or you go to the show flat on the last day. Because on launch day, it all depends on balloting. So it all boils down to your luck. Number one, it all depends on balloting. It all depends on your luck. Number two, if you are developer's friend or you are in the developer's VVIP list, for example, you know the uncle for the developer or whatsoever, I don't know lah. Okay, then maybe you can buy earlier. Maybe you have your special price, I don't know. The next group of people that can buy first before everyone else is when you buy bulk purchase. Bulk purchase means you buy 2 or more. Okay, then I have to announce this. I have to say this lah, but this is the truth, is that There are launches that agents are under the first group of people to buy together with the bulk purchase one. So agents also get to buy first together with the bulk purchase. That is how the developer sales work. Of course, not all the developments work like that, not all the new launch work like that, but these are some of the trends and some of the scenarios that we have seen. Okay, one very interesting thing is that you're going to watch my next video. I'm going to tell you what is the flow of new launches. Because, right, there is no exact strategy or there's no exact way of how the developer wants to sell this project or how the developer wants to launch this project. There's no exact blueprint one. All the developer can call their own way. So I ever seen developer that call new launches by doing this private inviting. So private invite means you have to put up the unit that you want to buy, and then they will see if there's people that also want the same unit or not. If have, then they ballot. If don't have, they will sell it to you. That kind of thing, you know. So there's all kinds of ways, all kinds of games that is in the market on how you can purchase a new launch. It all boils back down to how the developer wants to do it. Okay, so last but not least, just now we already explained some of the things like this, okay? There is always this thing of like VVIP. So what is VVIP? What is VIP? Is there really such things or not? Okay, I'm going to explain to you a little bit on this because I feel that this is also part of like the dirty secrets. You know, some people tell you this, tell you that, but you don't know what is the truth. The truth is, right, like I shared just now, developer's friend will buy first. You buy two or three or four or more, you buy first. Normally, sometimes agent also buy first. The rest of the people will buy behind all these people. So actually, they call it VVIP or they call it VIP or public booking or whatever, is that as long as you drop a check, as long as you join the balloting, you have a chance to buy during the balloting process. Means you are the first group of people to go in. Means closed door lah. Closed door event. Means you put your check, then you can enter and buy. But also you have to go through a balloting number. So let's say you are number one, then you first one to buy lah. You're number 100, then you wait for 100 people, see whether got people buy or not, then reach your turn lah. Okay? So this process, it doesn't mean that you need to register online or you need to be who or know who. Then you can be this VVIP. There's no such thing. Okay, no such thing. As long as you go and drop a check during the preview period. Okay, so the agent, when you go to the show flat, the agent will tell you, okay, let's say Orion. Orion, I think, launched on the 3rd January. I don't know 3rd January to when. But so they will tell you the preview is 3rd January to let's say when. Okay? If you put a check during the preview period, then you can buy during the booking day. Okay? You can buy during the booking day. But of course, it depends on your ballot number also lah. Are you first one to buy, number 100 to buy, or number 300 to buy, or number 400 to buy? Okay? Then after this booking day finish, all the people that drop the check have already purchased their property. Then the developer will open it to public. So as long as you drop a check during the preview period, you have equal chance to go and ballot. Okay, the only people that you will lose to is like developer's friend or agent sometimes, or bulk purchase buyers, means those that buy two or three or more. Okay, two or three or more, you will ask me, hey Aaron, is it sure must pay ABSD? Not 100%. Why? I'm not saying that not 100% must pay ABSD. I mean, bulk purchase doesn't mean one person. Can be me and my brother buying. Okay, me and my brother buying one name, or me and my wife buying two. It also considered bulk purchase, okay? But of course, every developer is different. Some developers say, oh, you and your brother, then it's different. You are two entity, ma. So cannot. So some say me and my friend. But you and your friend not related, ma. Cannot. Some say can. So all this up to developer, okay? But of course, you buy two, you pay ABSD, la. ABSD is confirmed you pay one, okay? This is tax. I'm talking about how they recognize bulk purchase. That depends on the developer, okay? So that's it for today's video. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I hope you like this episode. I will start to give you more info, but I will touch more on the new launch first, because in 2025, right, there will be a short spurt in new launch for at least the first quarter. So this is what I want people to understand. And because in February, we will have EC also. So I want people to understand what is the difference between the processes. Okay, so that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode. And I am Aaron Lin. Thank you for watching. Bye-bye.